sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
And for our first look at sport, we say good morning to Darren Frehill. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Justin. Well, Drogheda United and UCD played out a 1-1 draw last night in the SSC Electricity League Premier Division, and it's a significant point for UCD, who were joint bottom with Finn Harps, and that point sees them move off bottom spot for the first time in 5 months. RTE Sport will broadcast St. Pat's Europa Conference League qualifier against CSK Sofia on Thursday. Now, that game will be live on the news channel and the player. Broadcast begins at 5:55, game underway at 6 p.m. The first leg away in that third round of qualifiers. The Irish defender Niamh Fahey has agreed a new deal with Liverpool. Niamh skipped the team to the championship title last season, so they're back in the Super League for the upcoming campaign, which gets underway in September. The former Celtic attacker John Yogi Hughes has passed away at the age of 79, and he will go down as a Celtic legend, scored 189 goals between 1959 and 1971 for the club, and played a key role as well the year they won the European Cup in 1967, but he didn't actually play in the final. In Gaelic games, Galway footballer Shane Walsh has confirmed he is to request a transfer to the Dublin side Kilmacud Crokes. Now, the 29-year-old is seeking the transfer from his home club Kilkerne Clonburn. Walsh is studying and living in the capital. He says he fully intends to return to his local club before the end of his career. Luke Donald has been confirmed as the Ryder Cup captain for Europe for the next event in Rome. It takes place next year, of course, and he replaces Henrik Stenson, who was relieved of his duties following his decision to join the LIV Golf Breakaway Tour. Now, Donald played in 4 Ryder Cups himself. He won all 4 and was a vice-captain in the last 2 events. Stenson actually won the first LIV Golf event he participated in at the weekend. Brian Graham of The Guardian attended that event, which Stenson won. He was a guest on 2FM's Game On last night.
You know, he did speak about how he was motivated by, by having the captaincy stripped from him only about 3 or 4 months after he got it. But at the same time, I think, you know, as much as he tried to equivocate during the week about why he thought he might be able to keep that job, I think it was pretty clear that when he made the jump over to the LIV Golf Tour, that was the decision he was making. And, you know, it ended up paying off for him handsomely, very, very quickly, to the tune of more than $4 million. That's more than a lot of players make for a lot longer time span.
Great start at the Under-20 World Athletics Championships for the Irish in Colombia. Long jumper Reese Adamola, he has qualified for the final of his event with a new Irish record of 7.76 metres. Reese McLenahan won a silver medal in the pommel horse final at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. Bronze medals there for Yasmin Yadadien and Nathan Burns in judo. And in horse racing, finally, the Joseph O'Brien-trained Voce del Palio won the Irish EBF Ballyhane Stakes at Naas yesterday. The horse was ridden by Declan McDonough, and racing today takes place at the track in Roscommon, where the action gets underway at 5:25.